Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 27, 2024. The Wisdom of Omar Khayyam. We are the source of joy and sorrow mine. We are a repository of filth, and pure spring. People, as in a mirror, the world is multifaceted. He is insignificant and he is infinitely great. Omar Khayyam question, we are a repository of what? Are we a repository of filth or purity? Or both? Answer, both. Question, what do you mean by that? What is it within us? Answer, we were cast away from the Creator to the opposite side. We do not feel the Creator, we do not feel close to Him, we do not feel the need to get closer to Him. We simply absorbed within ourselves the very worst, the most egoistic things. Question, is this what you call filth? Answer, filth is the fact that we deny the world with the Creator altogether. What is important to us is not a connection with the Creator, but rather, a weapon in our hands. Question, but you said there is also purity within us. What is that? Answer, it is because we cannot understand our state. This is what saves us. Even the fact that we are so far from the Creator and do not accept His decisions, is all still forgiven and strengthens us because we truly are a lost generation. Question, so where is the purity in all this? Answer, the purity lies in the fact that nothing sticks to us. We do not become soiled by being in filth because we also do not feel it, it is also not with us. Question, do we not feel that we are filthy, that we are so bad? Do you call this a drop of purity within us? Answer, yes, this is purity. It will help us, and it does help. Question, but should we feel that we are in filth in order to rise out of it, to want to cleanse ourselves? Answer, we do not need that to such an extent. The extent we are in it is enough. We need to work on this. It will manifest in us to the extent it should manifest. Comment, you have become more benevolent toward people. My response, I just belong to the generation I live in, and I see how they react to everything, to the extent that the Creator allows them to feel who they are and what they are. Question, is this enough? Should we not strive for more? Answer, I believe it is. Everything else will come. Comment, to be honest, I am surprised. My response, but how to do it? Comment, to somehow make it so that a person feels that, as you said, he has a weapon in his hands, not the Creator, and that this is bad, that he should somehow strive for connection with Him. My response, but that has no positive solution. We must necessarily understand that we are alone with the Creator. Question, there is us and the Creator. Is this what we should come to? Answer, yes. Question, will this be enough? Answer, yes. This will be enough. Question, what conclusion will come from this? Let's say, God willing, we come to the state of there is us and the Creator. What next? You say, this is high. What is it? There is us and the Creator, we have reached that. What are my actions next? Is it always to be in accordance with Him? Answer, yes. Next, my actions are only with the Creator. Question, do I then feel the filth, do I already understand how to get out of it, and so on? Answer, yes. Question, so do we just need this little first contact? Answer, yes, do not rely on anyone else, only on the Creator. Question, I see. Does it come from the Creator or still from my efforts? Answer, it comes from the Creator, but to the extent of our efforts. Question, so do we still have to make efforts? Answer, yes. Question, further, from this quatrain of Omar Khayyam, what does it mean that a person is multifaceted? Answer, yes, it means that we are always trying to turn and look for something better, something closer, and so on. Question, are these our many faces? Answer, yes, but we do not find ourselves anywhere. Yet, we need only one direction and one solution. Question. It is also said here that we are insignificant and at the same time great. In what way are we great, after all? Answer. We are great in that the Creator is with us and insignificant in that we do not pay attention to Him. Question. So do we have both in us? Answer. Yes, something needs to be done. Question. Do we need to somehow come to one of these two? Answer. To what? How do you propose to bring that about? It does not depend on just one person. It depends on a collective decision, on the spirit within the people. Comment. But you have been involved in this your whole life. My response. So what? I see that in the end nothing really works. Gradually, of course, we will still come to it, we cannot escape from that. But it is impossible, absolutely impossible, to reach a state where the entire nation rises up as one and says, this is mine, this is ours, and we are together. Question. I see. But still, the whole nation is one, I understand, but a group leads the people, they stand up and speak. And the people sort of join them willingly. It is still like that, right? Answer, yes. Comment, you once told a story about going to some store to make a duplicate key a long time ago. And you had the book Tree of Life with you. You put it on the counter, and the religious shopkeeper suddenly said, take it away, take it away. Get rid of it. No one even wanted to come close to Kabbalah, even to the great Ari. Today it is simple, just go on the internet. And we have accomplished so much more. You say you are feeling like giving up. Why? It happened. Look how many students we have now. My response, but on the other hand, it does not resonate with the people, with the masses. Not yet. Nevertheless, we have broken through some barrier between Kabbalah and the people, which collapsed and opened Kabbalah to everyone. Question. Do you think people are still driven by suffering to move forward? Answer. I do not know. It depends on the path we have to take. Constantly proving to the people that salvation lies in unity between us and the Creator is our task. Question. Is it our constant, specific task? Answer. Yes. There cannot be any other way here. Question. Do you reduce everything to one formula? Unity among us is unity with the Creator? Answer. Yes. Question. Is this the main formula? Answer. It encompasses everything. Question. Is all the wisdom directed toward this, everything toward this? Answer. Yes. Question. As Balhasulam said, the unity of humanity and connection with the Creator. Is this what it means for the Creator to be revealed to the entire world? Answer. Yes. Exactly. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 26, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 110. Question. How do I hold the intention to bestow when there is no way to determine where exactly I am, whether for the sake of receiving or in bestowal? Answer, connect with your friends, decide what to do, and you will not go wrong. An indicator of bestowal is your thoughts about how to raise others. Question, to attract the light of faith into the ten, one must see everyone else as corrected except oneself. That feels like a trembling in the heart. Right? Answer, no, this is wrong. It is not a necessary condition. To come together in one unified heart, in one unified desire, and attract the upper light that will connect you correctly, you do not need to be corrected, you just need to desire that state. It all depends on your collective desire that embraces and envelops all of you. Question. It is said that to land on a table you need to jump higher than the table. In that context of moving from for the sake of receiving to for the sake of bestowal, what does higher mean, and what do we need to achieve? Answer, to give everything to rise above your egoism. Question, what should I do when there is a clear realization that I do not have complete faith and no strength to take action toward unity or prayer? Answer, try to get closer to your friends, and with them, you will be able to participate in the correction. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 6, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Letter Number 66. Inheritance of Spiritual Desires. Question: What is the inheritance of the land of Israel? Answer: Israel, from the words Israel, means directly to the Creator, Isra, directly, El, the Creator. To inherit the land of Israel means to unite with desires directed toward the Creator. These desires are passed through inheritance. Therefore, all the sons of Israel are heirs to the land of Israel. This refers to spiritual substance, not corporeal land. Question: Does it mean there are heirs and those who will not inherit these desires? Answer: Yes, it depends only on whether a person yearns to unite with the Creator. Being born a Jew is not enough, it means absolutely nothing. Any person can develop the desire to connect with the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 4, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, 3 lines. Learn to forgive. Question: Is it correct to say that in a conflict between two friends, they should try to see each other through the eyes of the Creator? Answer: There is no point to even try. You will just get confused. But if you look at your friend like a loving mother looks at her child, this is good. You must learn to forgive. The most important for the 10 is forgiving and beginning immediately with renewed relationships. Question: How can I express this correctly so my friend understands that I am approaching him with an open heart and not with other intentions? Answer: If you study the same material and listen to the same teachers, you will naturally become similar to each other and begin to perceive the material in the same way. There cannot be anything else here. Therefore, continue actively to build relationships within the 10 that will tie you together in a strong bond. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 5, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Love of Friends, Part 1.